From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bethany Bump reports for the Times Union that this week Governor Andrew Cuomo vetoed a bill that removes restrictions on addiction treatment drugs for lower-income Medicaid recipients while signing a bill that removes restrictions on addiction treatment drugs for privately insured New Yorkers. Both bills would remove prior authorization requirements of health plans for drugs that treat opioid addiction. Cuomo signed the version for New Yorkers who can afford their own insurance and vetoed the version for Medicaid recipients. Cuomo said the Medicaid bill would give an, and I quote, unfair competitive advantage, end quote, to, and I quote, one pharmaceutical manufacturer in particular, end quote, but did not say which company. Others disagreed with the governor's veto. John Coppola, executive director of the New York Association of Addiction Services and Professionals, said, and I quote, the message is clear. There are two different standards for people with substance use disorder in New York. Instant access and choice for people with private insurance and barriers and only limited options for people who do not have private insurance, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that hate crimes reported in New York fell over the past 2 years, while anti-Semitic acts and anti-black hate crimes were more widespread. The Division of Criminal Justice Services logged a 36% increase in anti-black hate crime incidents in 2017, while 42.8% of all incidents that year were anti-Semitic. But overall, hate crime numbers have fallen in the state from 598 incidents in 2016 to 560 hate crime incidents in 2017 and 525 incidents in 2018. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that State Senator Jennifer Metzger, a Democrat from Ulster County, is complaining about New York State Electric and Gas's proposed rate increase for electricity delivery. The 23% increase means an average increase of $10.20 a month on a customer's bill. Metzger says that, and I quote, would place an unreasonable burden on my constituents, is entirely unacceptable, and must be rejected, end quote. Metzger also complained about NYSEG's, and I quote, poor track record of service reliability, end quote, saying the company has, and I quote, consistently underinvested in preventive maintenance for reliability, which worsened the severity of impacts of the March 2018 winter storms and also contributed to a high frequency of power outages in my Senate district more generally, end quote. The Public Service Commission will consider the rate hike at its February 3rd meeting. Metzger wants the PSC, and I quote, to ensure that the proposed changes to the utility's vegetation management plan prioritize circuits in the Catskill region, which has suffered an inordinate number of power outages, end quote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Mountain Bike Alliance, a nonprofit cycling group, is raising $14,000 towards an off-road cycling park in Greenport. The town has set aside an acre behind Greenport Town Park at 413 Jocelyn Boulevard, next to the Greenport Conservation Area, for the Pump Track and Bike Skills Park. Zach Fuhrer, one of the alliance's organizers, said, and I quote, a pump track might look like a pile of shaped dirt to non-riders, but this pile of dirt can pay huge dividends to the community in improvements of the lives of our young and old residents, end quote. Jim Martinez, who designed the Cunningham Bike Park in Queens, has designed this one, and the group has already raised $5,000. Erica Nance said, and I quote, I live in Hudson near the firefighters' home and have two kids who ride bikes. They pedal around the neighborhood and the skate park, but are limited by asphalt and road traffic. Being able to ride at a park away from traffic would be so welcome, end quote. The Columbia County Mountain Bike Alliance accepts donations on its Facebook page. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.